in Perek Zion chapter 7 in Sefer Shoftim. So Gidon, now known as Yerubbaal, is going to lead the Jewish army in a war against Midian. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make it clear that it is clearly divine intervention and divine choreography that is going to lead to this success. As such, in a fascinating turn of events, he tells Gidon that Gidon has to pare down the size of the army. And one of the ways, so first he says, you know, whoever's scared could go back, but then he actually employs a very interesting idea. Hashem says to Gidon, take the people down to the river to drink water. And tell the people to drink. Those who go ahead and kind of lean their heads to the water and drink the dog like a dog laps at the water, like with the tongue lapping at the water, those are the people you should exclude, versus people who go ahead and get down on their knees and cup the water with their hands. Those are the ones who should go out to war. And obviously what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating over here is those who lap up the water like a dog, there's a certain lack of refinement that's there, versus those who got down on their knees and scooped up the water with their hands, again, are refined. You might wonder to yourself, what does this have to do with fighting a battle? In other words, the goal over here is that we should have strong and valiant and brave soldiers. But you see over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a profound lesson, that when it comes to success in life, character refinement is so incredibly necessary. And character refinement comes out really in every way we behave. You could see a person's character in the way they speak, you know, in the way they conduct business, and in the way that they eat and drink. Everything we do ultimately reflects who and what we are. There's a concept, we know the concept of Maris Ayin, right? And Maris Ayin is that one is not supposed to do something that looks like one is engaging in erroneous behavior. And there's an interesting machlok, it's an interesting dispute what the nature of Maris Ayin is. Is it because we're afraid if I do something, someone's going to learn from my behavior, they're not going to realize what it is that I'm really doing, and they're going to think that something prohibited is permitted? Or the other possibility is there's a concept of Yisim Nikiyim. Yisim Nikiyim means that a Jew has to conduct himself in a way that is beyond reproach, that my actions should never need any interpretations, and my actions should be abundantly clear that they are correct, again, without any Rashi, without any explanation. And it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that to be successful in life, we need this level of character refinement. And character refinement means looking at the way I do everything in life and asking myself, is this the way a Jew behaves? Is this the way a Jew, again, eats? Is this the way a Jew drinks water? Is this the way a Jew talks? Is this the way a Jew conducts himself? And if we could bring that level of character refinement to every single thing we do in life, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says success can truly be found.